The gospel reading for today is taken from the 15th chapter of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." This is the gospel of the Lord. So recently I stopped by one of our local home improvement centers, and I was going there to look for something, and it wasn't too long before I found myself in the garden center. And that usually happens, especially this time of year, whatever I go there for, even if it's, you know, paint rollers or something like that, I end up in the garden center because the flowers are so pretty. I just love to go and look at them. Well, while I was looking, a woman kind of pushed her cart and stopped by me, and her cart was overflowing with beautiful flowers, flowers of every color and shape and size and texture. I couldn't help but look at that cart full of flowers and think, she's going to have a beautiful garden. They were really pretty, and she looked really happy. And while we were both looking at some flowers, one of the store employees came up to her, and he said to her, pointed to some of the flowers in her shopping cart, and he said, "Now these flowers will grow even better, and they will bloom for a very long time. However, they will bloom even better if you take these first flowers and you pinch them off. The next blooms will be even more blooms, and they'll bloom even longer." "Really?" she asked. She was quiet for a moment, and she said, "But they're so pretty right now. It'll be hard to make myself pinch off those flowers. Are you sure that that's how it will work?" She did not sound or look convinced at all. And the employee laughed, and he said, "I know it's really hard to do that, but if you take off those first flowers, I promise you, you won't regret it." Many of you know better, a lot of you are nodding your heads, a lot of you know better than I that's the case, that certain plants benefit from pruning. Some, like this woman's flowers, grow even better if you take time to prune them. And the woman was right. Even though we know that it's good and that we'll have healthier plants later, sometimes it's hard to do that. I share that story with you because Jesus, as I said to the kids, uses that image of pruning and bearing fruit. But he's not talking about flowers, he's talking about grape vines and grape branches in a vineyard. Now, as I understand it from a friend of mine who is a winemaker who has a vineyard, much like the flowers in that woman's shopping cart, young grapevines produce more fruit if they are pruned right away. A grapevine, he said, is not even permitted to bear fruit for at least 3 years. In those 3 years, they're drastically pruned so that the vine will conserve and preserve as much of its energy as possible. He said if it's not done, that the result would be a crop that is not up to its full potential for flavor and taste and texture. In a vineyard, he said the best grapes are produced the closest to the vine. This is where, and that kind of makes sense, because this is where the nutrients are most concentrated. Therefore, if you see a vineyard, you see that the branches are pruned so that they're always kept short. They're not able to grow and wind all over the place. Because left alone, much like ivy, these grapevines would grow and on almost anything and kind of twist and turn around and grow out of control, almost into a tangled mess. And they would use most of their energy sending out shoots and spreading out so that they won't fruit or won't bear much fruit. Jesus gathers his disciples around him, and he compares a life of discipleship with this image of growing vines and grapes. He says that he is the true vine, that God is the vine grower, and that we as his disciples are the branches. And in this image, the vine grower does a lot of pruning. This passage can sound a lot like a word of judgment. Branches that don't bear fruit are burned. But we can miss the fact that even the branches that are bearing fruit are also pruned. All branches are pruned so that each branch has the opportunity to grow and bear a crop to its fullest potential. Jesus is trying to prepare his disciples. He knows that things are going to get difficult for them. He knows that he is going to die, and that they, after he's gone, will face many trials and temptations that will leave them feeling as if they have been cut off, pruned to the very core of who they are, cut off from their source of life. We all experience those seasons in our lives where we feel a lot like that ourselves, shaken down to the core of who we are, where we don't experience the fullness of life that we crave and that we long for and that God intends for us. We feel cut off and isolated. These times are extremely painful, and it's hard to see beyond them, which can leave us feeling even more isolated because we can't see past those dead branches. This is where the parables and analogies get a little dangerous, and I think we need to use a lot of caution. Because in the parable, God is the one who's pruning the branches, and we don't know the answer to the question of why hard things happen in our lives. Does God cause these things to happen or not? And I'm not certain, and I don't know the answer to that. I don't know how that works. I think sometimes life just happens and these things happen to us. And it's not always fair. But what I am certain of is that God loves us, that God is with us, and that God wants the best for us. That God wants us to be connected to God, to never be unconnected, to grow and to bear fruit. Because it's really hard to go through life without Jesus. He is our vine. He's our lifeline, our hope. If we break away from that source of life, if we isolate ourselves from God, we are like those branches that are cut off. They are still useful because they're burned and they're used to warm the food and for the cook fire, but they don't bear fruit. Today Jesus reminds his disciples, and he reminds us that we cannot make it through life alone. We need God, and we need each other. We live in a culture that promotes and celebrates independence and self-sufficiency. We look up to strong people who make it on their own. But the truth is that our strength can only get us so far. And too often it gets us too far away from God. Too far from the source of life. Too far from the one who nourishes and strengthens us. Before we know it, we end up being a tangled up mess. However our lives feel as if they've been pruned, the good news is that with Jesus as our vine, we always have the promise of new life, promise of new growth, and the promise of bearing the good fruit of God's love in our lives. Jesus' word to his disciples and his word to us today is a word of reassurance. A word of reassurance in the midst of pain and difficulty and challenge. A word of hope. A word of trust. A word of peace. A word of love. Because no matter what happens, Jesus reminds us, stay close to me. Abide in me. Live in me. Make your home in me. Find your heart in me. You are mine, and I am with you. God is tending to you with great love and great care, with your very best interest at heart, so that you will bear the good fruit of God's love in this world. So as you journey through life, stick close to God, who is the source of all life and all love. This love blooms and grows and makes life more delicious and more beautiful. Amen.